this is the No Wellness Wankery podcast, where each week we dive into a little bit about the wellness diet industry, give you some tips to navigate it. My name is Jenna DePeace, and I'm joined by the lovely Lindy.
Hello, hello. Welcome, everyone. Today we're talking about binge eating, something very close to my heart because I have personal learned experience from it, and I'm a dietitian who really specializes in this area because it's a whole specialty, it's a whole thing, and it's incredibly common, which is what I want you to know. At the offset, if you feel like you're binge eating, you feel out of control of food, why can't I stop eating? There's nothing wrong with you. It's a very normal reaction. But what should we do after we've had a binge?
This is it. So a lot of the time we talk about like big picture recovery, going to your Keep It Real program, all these things you could do. But I suppose what are some things we could do in the short term?
And the short term really matters when it comes
really to binge eating.
Really matters. So there's this common thinking we have. So let's say you're like, okay, cool. I've just come to. I was in a haze.
You have a moment and you're like, oh, wow, I'm back.
Sometimes the only reason that a binge would stop for me was because someone came home and that privacy, that shame, I couldn't keep eating because I was forced out of it, or I'd run out of food. Or like physically, I mean, somehow you can eat so much when you've got binge eating. They've done some interesting research that actually the amount that you can fit into your stomach is kind of abnormal in relation to how big your stomach size is. There's like psychological factors override your fullness receptors anyway. But I'd kind of go, right, well, we've finished a binge now. And my gut reaction would be to go, we need to fix this.
Yep.
And I think that's the number one thing we need to be mindful of is the first thing we do is we notice that voice in our brain that says we need to fix this. We need to compensate by undereating tomorrow, by overexercising. Sometimes I would even like put my exercise clothes on and go running at like 10 p.m. at night. I'd do crazy things like that. I would put the aircon on really high so I'd try and freeze myself into burning more energy as I slept, which by the way is an awful strategy because you don't sleep well and
that doesn't work.
No, and you don't burn any more energy anyway. I would make a plan about, I would write out how I was going to, you know, not eat as much tomorrow.
Yeah, plan your day tomorrow. I was big on like cleaning my teeth, like to like, oh, that'll stop.
Yes.
And then that'll be the end or signaling that it's over. A lot of planning.
So number one thing then is to acknowledge, to notice this trend, to want to do this and to go, okay, I notice I'm trying to like compensate for the binge. And I think you need to understand why does this not work so that you can kind of go, oh, cool, I am willing to stop. Because currently you think these compensatory behaviors of trying to eat less and planning, I guess it's a way of feeling like you're in control of a situation that you're not in control of. But the fundamental truth is the more that you are going to compensate and restrict, the more you're likely to set yourself up for another binge and the binge is going to be more intense. So think of it like a pendulum swinging. With the more momentum we pull back into one extreme side, the more as much momentum is going to propel us into the other extreme. And so the harder we restrict, the harder the binge is.
Yeah.
So if we can reduce the restrict, we reduce the binge. And once you understand that, that's a very important aspect, that these compensatory behaviors aren't helping you maintain your weight. They're not helping you feel controlled around food. They are the very thing causing you to binge eat. And that, you know, you think, well, if I didn't do them, my weight would spiral out of control. I wouldn't stop eating. No, the compensatory behavior is the thing we need to change first. And you're going to notice an improvement in your binge eating by doing that alone.
Because I think, as you said, it's so easy to get stuck in the cycle because one just keeps leading to the other and you think that one will fix the problem, but one just keeps you on the hamster wheel.
Yeah, totally.
So we're resisting. So it's the first step, kind of acknowledging that it's happening and resisting that urge to compensate. What should people do next?
Yeah. So I also want you to be mindful of the guilt and the shame that you're experiencing, the way that you're beating yourself up. A useful exercise I would love you to do is to, journal. No, what I'm going to ask you is like
journaling's hard.
It doesn't have to be doesn't have to be as fancy pants as journaling. Whip out your phone, open the notes section, and just start like a free flow of what's going on in your brain. And don't paraphrase. Just write down all these thoughts. That's also going to help us understand what is propelling us into the next binge. And it's these thoughts of I've messed up, I shouldn't have done that, how am I going to fix this, that I want you to become really aware of, because it's these thoughts that we change. I think we have this idea that we change a behavior as the first thing that we do, but that's not correct. What we change the thought, because the thought is the reason that we do the behavior. So let's work on changing our thoughts so we can change our behavior. So let's first become aware of those thoughts by writing them down. And then you're going to have a, you're going to reread and go, it's a bit of a clear picture of what's happening. Because this guilt and shame, I want us to know that shame is a very terrible motivator to keep us doing healthy things. You can't hate yourself into a version of yourself that you like. If you could, I bet you, you would have.
Yeah, you would have done it by now.
Yes, thinnest person by now.
I feel like the guilt and shame just brings on like these self-sabotage behaviors and a self-fulfilling prophecy of what you think you are and you think you're worth, and you just keep fitting into the same thing.
Yeah. And you know who takes good care of themselves? Happy people.
Happy people do.
People who like themselves. There's nothing more motivating than when you like yourself and you go, I'm going to do something because I like how this makes me feel. I like the energy it gives me. I like who I am. That is such a different place. That is such good motivation. That is not flimsy, flaky motivation. And that's what I want for you. So whenever we notice that self, that negative self-talk, we need to kind of interrupt it because it's not our friend.
It is not our friend. So guilt and shame, another huge part. So
now we have this list, right? We kind of go, we've written all these notes and we're like, okay, well, we've got this like word dump.
Oh yes, the word dump, yes.
Then what we do is we go, okay, what does this binge teach me? So there's two perspectives you can have. You can either see each binge as a failure and go, well, I screwed up again. This is just a sign for whatever I'm doing is not working, that I am a failure, blah, 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 blah. We could do that. Old shit. Let's not. Because the other alternative is to do this. We go, no, each binge is an opportunity to learn more about why I binge.
Yeah.
Okay. So you can't stop binge eating without binge eating. It's an essential part of the recovery process. You don't suddenly go from binge eating multiple times a day to never binging. That's just not going to happen. And I think when people are on the recovery journey, they're like, oh, I was doing so well and then I binged and now I've messed up.
It's all over.
Yeah. You haven't. No, this is expect to binge. But when we binge, can we change our reaction to it? So this immediate what happens after a binge is essential because each binge is going to teach you a lot about what caused this. And what I want you to start to understand is what triggered it. So whether it's fatigue or, you know, a comment from a colleague, was it a time of day? You know, was it like, okay, well, I always binge at nighttime and therefore it was like, you know, I binge when my partner leaves the house and I have the house to myself. Was it, what is it for
you? Was
it
restriction? Was it you went to a barbecue or something and you didn't have any of the birthday cake because you weren't allowing yourself to, and then you wanted something when you got home.
Uh-huh, exactly. Did you buy a certain food at the grocery shop that's always been a bit of a trigger food for you and then you found you couldn't stop eating that? What was it? So then we think about, well, each binge is going to teach us something. Then if we can, we start to keep notes and this is going to help us with the next time we binge, okay? So these are the key things I want you to do when you binge. And if we can kind of do these three things, these three primary things, I think you're going to be in a much better position. I often get asked the question, how do I prevent a binge from happening? Here, this is where you prevent the binge. You know that feeling where you're like, it's like the afternoon, you've been restricting all day and you're like, oh, I can feel the binge coming on. People often be like, how do I stop a binge at that point? And sadly, I want to tell you, it's too, like, we're too far gone at that point.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
like, we're like, the scene has been set. A binge is inevitable. What we can do at that point is we can minimize the binge. And one way we keep a binge, we aggravate a binge, we binge more, is by telling ourselves, I'm only allowed one more piece. After this piece of bread, I'm going to stop. After I finish this chocolate mousse, this binge is finished. That keeps us binge eating.
And it also probably, when you're trying to stop it, you'll then pick the lowest calorie option or the healthiest option or the best option you think to start with and just keep building.
Exactly. So we really want to stop that. We want to stop this idea of I'll just finish the packet and start fresh tomorrow. Can you notice how start fresh tomorrow is very much that restrict mindset? It's almost like telling our brain, oh, the famine starts tomorrow. So we may as well eat as much food as we possibly can right now while we still have access to it.
Yes.
Now, the anecdote to all of this is a mantra that I find very useful. You might be able to find a little, I mean, I need a new word for mantra. It's just on my vibe. A little phrase that you can utter to yourself that makes you feel like, I got this. And this is an important phrase. It is, anytime I want more food, I'm allowed to have more food.
This is a powerful, powerful phrase. For someone that has had a dieting mindset their whole life, that was not a thing. That is not true. And that is not something that goes through your brain. So it's very powerful to, I feel like, yes, mantra feels a bit woo-woo, but
it is. That's what it is.
There's merit to it. It works. Like, your brain is a powerful thing, and there's a part of you that can tell it what to think if you repeat it.
Exactly. So here we go again. We're talking about this idea that your thoughts are the things we want to influence, and that changes behavior. Let's not forget that. So anytime I want more food, I'm allowed to have more food. I'm not trying to limit the size of this binge. I'm not trying to curb it. I'm not trying to stop it. You might just say to yourself mid-binge, I'm binging right now. Okay. We're gonna learn a lot from this binge. And just allow yourself go, I'm gonna eat as much as I need to right now for this binge to take its course.
Yep.
And settle into that, reminding yourself that, you know, whatever it is you're picking up as you're binging, whether it's the peanut butter or the cereal, I can eat as much of this as I want right now. There's no holdback. I can have more of this tomorrow, later tonight, anytime I want. There is more. And with that knowledge, what we're doing is we're doing the exact opposite of what that restrict compensatory brain tells us to do, which is like there is a limit on how much we're having. We're saying there is no limit. The yes. limit does not exist.
The limit does not exist.
And it's incredible how that is the thing that can help us ease out of a binge instead of waiting for someone quicker. To come home or for the food to run out. It can at least minimize a binge to some degree, and it might not, but it's worth trying. My friends, I hope this is helpful. I know this is just like a quick little guide. If you are struggling with binge eating, I care a lot to help you. In my Keep It Real program, I step you through the processes we need to take in order to stop binge eating using an evidence-based approach. It's everything I wish someone taught me when I was binge eating. It would have saved me a lot of time. But not only that, is I give you personalized support inside the program. So like if you've got a question going, but what should I do in this situation? I come in there and I give you really considered feedback. It's one of the most positive things people say about the program is that I'm there. I'm cheering for you. I really want this for you. So check out my Keep It Real program. I'll leave a link to it in the show notes so you can go find out more. And I also have my free 5-day course to help you stop binge eating. If you're like, I just want a taster. I just want to get some ideas, some fresh inspiration. Sign up to that. I'll also include a link there below so that you've got a free option for you if you need that extra support.
I definitely recommend looking at all Lindy's resources if you are struggling with this, because when you're in the depths of it, you don't feel like you can stop and you can recover, but you definitely can. And there's a whole life out there waiting to be thrived, loved, and enjoyed, and it's really possible for you. But thank you so much for listening. If you would love to leave a review or rate, we'd love to read it and hear from you. And if you'd like to check out Lindy on Instagram, nude_nutritionist, if you have any comments, questions, send them through. We'd love to hear from you, and we'll chat to you next time.
Thanks. Hey, I've got a question for you. Does binge eating feel like your dirty secret? And are you sick of trying to be good but falling off the bandwagon and losing control around food? If so, I can help. Binge Free Academy teaches you how to beat binge eating and feel in control around food, giving you doable, evidence-based strategies. You'll get lifetime access to 30 practical step-by-step video lessons, 12 group coaching calls with me, and become part of my Binge Free Academy community for life. As a recovered binge eater, I get it. I know there's no quick fix or one-stop shop for binge eating. And so that's why I want to give you the ongoing support and care you need and deserve. And I'm so confident it will help you that I'm offering you a 30-day money-back guarantee. So no risk, all reward. You can take control over your food and your life. And I think it's the best investment you'll ever make towards reclaiming your life, your health, and your happiness. To learn more about Binge Free Academy, you can click the link in the show notes or go to lindycohen.com/binge-free-academy.